You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thank you for making me a part of your day. And as a Thunder fan, you are extremely lucky because this is a two-for-one Locked On Thunder day. Later on, David Locke, the voice of the Utah Jazz and the owner of the Locked On Podcast Network, will join me as we break down the Jazz and the Thunder first round matchup in the NBA playoffs. But I thought today it was really important to come in here and do a Thunder-centric podcast because there is so much going on with OKC right now, from Russell Westbrook's historic night to the future of Paul George to Nick Collison probably retiring at the end of this season, that I wanted to address it all and at least get some opinions out there and give you a chance to respond at GEEHSO. And coming up in the first segment, we're going to talk about not only Russ's historic night, but there is another member of the Thunder that didn't quite get the love that I was expecting him to get. And it was more important for the crowd to show this guy love than it was Russ or anybody else. So how does that play into this guy's future, and what does it mean when he talks to other free agents who might be considering Oklahoma City? Also in segment number one, I don't like to call out other broadcasters. I feel like it's very bad form. However, there are two that I'm going to call out because they took a section of an interview and decided to make a topic out of it, and it was very obvious they didn't go watch or listen to the entire thing, or they would have seen the Carmelo Anthony, while he might have been serious about Russell Westbrook stealing rebounds, also has an immense amount of respect for the guy. So we jump into that in segment number one. In segment number two, we'll discuss how ready Oklahoma City is for the playoffs. Steven Adams had some interesting comments after last night's game that might put up some red flags. Carmelo Anthony and Nick Collison will also give us their thoughts on that. And finally, in segment number three, we will salute Nick Collison, who may have just played his last game in a Thunder uniform for the regular season. Would he go there last night? He was, in fact, asked if this is it. What did Nick Collison have to say? It's all coming up here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. My name is Eric G. I am a credentialed member of the media. I will be going to the playoffs as a representative for the Locked On Podcast Network, covering the Oklahoma City Thunder and doing podcasts for you. I also work for Thunder Digest. Thank you very much to Chuck Cheney. As always, I'd like to give you a shout-out and thank you for letting me be a part of that and host the G League podcast, which can be found on iTunes. I did radio in Oklahoma City for a while, hosting Thunder pre- and post-games, and I've covered this team for 5 years. And I highly encourage you, if you like what you hear today, to log on to LockedOnThunder.com. We've got all our podcast archived, and we've got all our post-game interviews archived there, all our shoot-around and practice interviews, and you can see Russell Westbrook go off yesterday, and you can see what Carmelo Anthony had to say, which led up to that. So let's start there. Russell Westbrook averages a triple-double for the second straight year. Nobody else has done that in basketball history. Unfortunately for Russell Westbrook, all this came a little bit too late in the season. He didn't get the hype that he really deserved. The Thunder starting off slow means that Russell Westbrook is going to finish third in the MVP voting, most likely. I think that's where most voters will have him on the ballot, with James Harden and LeBron James number two. I don't know. He may not get as many votes as Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis has had a heck of a year and deserves to get some votes as well. But when it comes to Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony joked a couple of days ago that Russell Westbrook steals defensive rebounds. And certainly Russ was great on the defensive end rebounding last night. He joked about it. He chuckled about it. And that got blown out of context so bad. And I don't like to talk about other broadcasters, but Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, I feel so dumb after listening to these guys. Like, my IQ, which is not extremely high if you just ask my wife, dropped another 50 to 60 points listening to them talk about Russell Westbrook's stat pad, or I should say Shannon Sharp talk about Russell Westbrook's stat pad, and whether or not he was getting along with his teammates. Well, if they'd actually listened to the interview, they would have known that Carmelo Anthony not only doesn't care about Russell Westbrook getting defensive rebounds, He also has an immense amount of respect for the guy. Same interview, here's Carmelo Anthony on why Russ is not a selfish player.
Well, the knock on Russell is sometimes people say that he's selfish. I mean, as a guy that's not played with him for a few years, what would you say to that?
I mean, he averaged a triple-double, so it's hard to say somebody's selfish when they average a triple-double, you know? I think it's just people don't understand his mindset, and I think people can kind of take that in, you know, and put a wrong perspective on kind of his mindset and what he's trying to accomplish. And at the end of the day, his main focus is to win, and he would do whatever he has to do to go out there and win. And that's something that I think that I've come to, you know, love about him, and being able to go to war with him every night, day in and day out, something that you can appreciate. But I think people who says those type of things, who make those type of comments, really don't understand kind of his mindset and his approach. And I think I have a better understanding just being around him on a day-to-day basis. So maybe I'm biased when it comes to that, but I understand his mindset, and I know what he's trying to accomplish, and I know what he's here to try to do.
Of course, Skip and Shannon could have seen that entire interview at LockedOnThunder.com, and Shannon Sharp would have known what Carmelo Anthony's angle was, and I would encourage both of them. I mean, if you know them personally, tell them to go to LockedOnThunder.com, look at the whole interview, and then if they want to, come back and discuss it the next day. But enough of that, let's talk Paul George. Russell Westbrook goes out, makes history last night. Thunder lock up fourth place in the Western Conference for the playoffs, and Nick Collison gets his curtain call, so everything's right. However, Paul George has his best night as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And no point last night, as excited as everybody was in that arena, and as much as Twitter was telling you about Paul George's game, I didn't hear one single chant of "We want Paul." The one guy Oklahoma City Thunder fans need to be recruiting if they want to see the Thunder make a playoff run wasn't happening. And I don't know why. The only thing I can chalk it up to is because Thunder fans, look, if you don't know Thunder fans, if you are not an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, it's a very savvy bunch. They know exactly what's going on night in, night out. They immerse themselves in the numbers way even more so than I do. And I think I do a pretty good job of covering this team. But fans, they'll dig for the information. And nobody, not one person in that building seemed to be acknowledging that this could be Paul George's last regular season game with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And after the game, you got the sense from Paul George that he's looking towards the playoffs, although I think it would be foolish for any of us to think that he hasn't thought about free agency or might not be considering other places to go. And more importantly, how the fans treat Paul George, how the organization treats Paul George from here on out will not only go a long way for him, but even if George decides to leave, if I'm considering coming to the Oklahoma City Thunder, he's going to be my first call. I want to talk to the guys that left the organization. I want to know what their experience was like. Was it good? Was it bad? And I think for the most part, guys are going to tell you it was good. Some will say it was bad, and we'll talk about them in segment number three when we delve into Nick Collison a little bit more. But he was the most important player last night, not Russell Westbrook. We know Russ is going to stay. We know Russ is going to get his triple-double, and as long as Russ is here, he's going to do things that we'll be telling our grandkids about. But if you really want the Oklahoma City Thunder to win a championship, the fans need to welcome him and make sure that he feels loved in this city. Now, does it guarantee that he stays? Absolutely not. Fans did a great job of letting KD know that he was loved, and he still didn't stick around. Paul George was asked after the game last night, what is it like to be a part of history? And he seemed to enjoy what Russell Westbrook's doing.
Yeah, certainly. You know, we watch him at practice. We watch it on a nightly basis. He's got to pass it to somebody, you know, get those assists. So, you know, it's we feel a part of it, but a lot of it is we can't take credit for. A lot of it is him, you know, having that mindset on a nightly basis that, he's going to give everything to this game. And it shows. A guy that can go out and get a triple-double on a nightly basis shows he's going to give you everything he has and, you know, leave it on the line for you.
We're going to talk a lot about Nick Collison on this podcast. And Nick Collison's in a unique position, who spent 14 years in the NBA, all with the Thunder organization, even when they started off in Seattle. And he's seen Russell Westbrook. He's the only guy on this team that has seen Russell Westbrook go from rookie to unquestioned superstar right now and one of the biggest stars in the NBA. Here's Nick Collison on his good friend Russell Westbrook and what it's been like watching him grow up.
It's not just that, you know. I'm not too much into the statistics. They're amazing. But to me, I've just seen him, you know, put an organization on his back and lead the organization through a tough time. And you know, the way that he's able to show up every night and produce and compete and lead the team has been really fun to watch.
You guys, as a team, Nick, clearly let Russ have some rebounds, wall off on foul shots, those things. Is that just a sign of respect by the guys, how much they like playing with him?
We all have a ton of respect for Russ. You know, I don't know what you're talking about on the rebounds, but, you know, I know I've never done it. But he's getting most of those on his own. And, you know, he's pursuing the basketball. And, you know, if it comes his way, he's going to get it. It's huge, huge plus on our team that, our point guard can finish possessions with rebounds. And
you're listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Eric G. Coming up in segment number two, how ready do we think the Oklahoma City Thunder are for the postseason? That is the multi-million dollar question. Steven Adams will raise some red flags, and we'll discuss it next on Locked On Thunder. If you're a business owner and your desired demographic is men between the ages of 18 and 44, email us at LockedOnPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. That's LockedOnPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. 98% of the people that listen to the Locked On Thunder podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network are men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. We've done the research, and our sales staff will be more than glad to show you all about that. They'll also be glad to tell you that our listeners are very loyal, not only to the podcast, but to the businesses that support them. So if you want your business to grow with men 18 to 44, or any demographic for that matter, it's LockedOnThunderPodcast@gmail.com, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We get to segment number two now of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thunder win last night against the Memphis Grizzlies, but through all the hoopla of the extracurricular stuff that was going on, there was a game to be played. And at times it seemed to grind to a halt, and at times when it seems like we were all high-fiving ourselves in the stands about Russell Westbrook, the Memphis Grizzlies were making a contest out of this, and the Thunder weren't playing real good defense. In fact, it downright got ugly, and that's a sentiment that Steven Adams echoed after the game.
I mean, they were making a lot of shots. We had a lot of errors on our defensive end. They made a slight adjustment for how they ran their set. Kind of put us in a wee bind, but managed to get the job done, mate. It was ugly. It really was. But, yeah, it was expected. Of course they were going to make a run. It's an NBA team, but could have done a better job of just mitigating that. Yeah.
One question that was asked over and over again last night during the post-game media sessions was, how confident do you feel about this team going into the playoffs? Everybody was asked that. And it wasn't just the players. The support staff was asked about that. Sure, Billy Donovan was asked about that last night in his media session. In fact, you know what? Why don't I go ahead and just give you one of the responses? This is Nick Collison talking about his confidence in Oklahoma City as they get ready to play the Utah Jazz.
I do. You know, I think we're playing our best basketball. You know, consistency's been an issue with us this year, but I think, you know, hopefully the playoffs will bring that focus and kind of that fight or flight response you get in the big games where you're really locked in, and you know, I think we'll have it, and we'll be tough to beat, but everybody else will be too. It's always tough in the playoffs.
This is a little scary for me, thinking about this upcoming series. On one hand, watching the Thunder play these last three games, I think it's been fantastic that they've been challenged, that they've been put in playoff situations and they've had to play an intense brand of basketball. On the other hand, so have the Utah Jazz, because what's been at stake for them is seeding. They've been in, but they could have gotten as high as the 3 seed. The Thunder this year have been so inconsistent that I don't know. When we talk about flipping the switch, I don't think you ever correct inconsistency. That's just something you have to live with and something you learn how to manage. It's like anxiety. As a person that lives with anxiety, you don't ever get over anxiety. You just figure out a way to manage it so it doesn't bother your family and friends all the time. It's going to on some days, and on some days you're going to feel just normal. And that's what the Thunder are. They're a team that deals with anxiety. Carmelo Anthony thinks they can flip a switch. Paul George doesn't. And the one thing about this team, I said this yesterday, and I can fully just buy into this, there is an edge to them. There is the seeming desire to go out and prove that they are a super team, that they do belong in conversations that they just weren't a part of this year. And those conversations are teams that can truly challenge for the NBA championship. The only conversation the Thunder were involved in nationally is teams that were a disappointment. And you were putting the Thunder in the same category as you were putting the Milwaukee Bucks this year, and at times, maybe the Minnesota Timberwolves. Because we all expected those three teams to perform better than what they did. As it stands, all three of them made the playoffs, but I don't think anyone right now is picking any of those three teams, Bucks, Thunder, or T-Wolves, to end up going to the NBA Finals. And in fact, we look at the Thunder and we see them as a team that is probably either a year behind schedule or at least needs one more year together in order for them to really fulfill their potential. How many times can I say the word fulfill? Anyway, Carmelo Anthony, he's not been in the playoffs for a long time. He's very happy to be back, but he's a guy that knows what this road is like, and the Thunder at least have home court advantage, and that tips off Friday at 5:30 at the Peak. Carmelo on home court advantage and what that means for him and the Thunder as a whole.
Listen, the series doesn't start until you win on somebody else's court. I always believe that. But when you have an opportunity to get home court, it's nothing like that. So, we want home court. But we also, have proven that we can win on the road, too. So, even though if they win tonight and they get home court, we go there for two games, but we still got to come back home. So, we still have to win on the road if we want to win the championship anyway.
I don't put too much into home court advantage. And maybe that's because I'm a hockey fan. And as a hockey fan, home ice doesn't mean anything. It's always in hockey, it comes down to more physical, how hot your goalie is at that time, and how well your special teams are playing. And home ice doesn't matter one way or the other. In basketball, I look at how physical you can play, just how well you mentally can handle the rigors of being on the road. And more importantly, who is the better team? Who's not going to get scared and allow the moment to become too big? And as we know, all champions are able to win on the road. So whether the Thunder had home court advantage or not, I just think they're going to be what they are. And I try not to stack too much into it. However, to kind of contradict myself here, I don't think any team likes coming to Oklahoma City and facing the Peak crowd. This is the Locked on Thunder podcast. I am Eric G., your host. Coming up in segment number 3... it's all about Nick Collison, and we will find out what he had to say about playing his final game as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you are a big-time sports fan like I am, then there's only one place for you to get all your sports, and that is LockedOnSports.com, especially for NFL, Major League Baseball, and of course, the NBA. We also have Locked On Fantasy. Just go to LockedOnSports.com. We've got all our podcasts there from all over the country, plus articles from local experts who are on the scene, on the story, every single day. Locked On Sports, your team every day. So last night, Russell Westbrook makes history. It also may have very well been the last game, or regular season game, for Nick Collison in a Thunder uniform. He gets called to the middle of the floor, gets introduced before the game, or gets called to center court, gets introduced before the game, and had to come in at a very odd time, as I kind of go off on the rails here. Comes in for Corey Brewer, who gets injured. Collison has to shoot three free throws, misses them all, poor Nick. But he does so to the delight of the crowd. It's so weird to say. It almost makes him sound like a circus act. But Nick Collison comes in, big ovation. And after the game, I ask him if this is the last game, regular season game, he will play as a member of the Oklahoma City.
We'll see. I'm not going to address it right now. You know, we got playoffs to talk about and get ready for. And talk about that at the end of the season.
Kind of thought that that would be Nick's answer because he is the consummate professional, consummate team guy. Real quick, let's head to Corey Brewer. He is sprained knee at this moment. We don't know if he's going to play or not. We'll find out more when the Thunder get back to shoot around tomorrow. All right, so more on Nick Collison. Nick Collison, to me, when I think of Nick Collison, he is what the Thunder want to portray. He is that guy that the Thunder want to go out and sell and say, look how well we took care of him. We take care of our guys here in Oklahoma City. Enes Kanter would say the same thing. He loved his time here in Oklahoma City. Certainly Russell Westbrook would. I would bet Caron Butler would be high on Oklahoma City. Anthony Morrow, not so much. We know Reggie Jackson wouldn't. And Kevin Durant, during his final days here, I don't think he liked playing in OKC too much. I say all that basically to say a point you already know, which is two sides to every story. At every place you ever work, some people love it, they get along great with the boss, others don't, and they don't. And then they end up going and finding new places to work. I think guys like Nick Collison, Reggie Jackson, and eventually Paul George are all important in the Thunder process, meaning that if I'm thinking about coming to Oklahoma City, I'm calling the guys that have stayed, and I'm calling the guys that have leave or left, and then I'm sort of making my decision there. Another guy tied to Nick Collison, not just Russell Westbrook, who praised Nick Collison last night before the game, but it's also Carmelo Anthony, who played against Nick Collison in an NCAA championship game and got the better of Nick. Those two are good friends, but if you thought Melo had mad respect for Russ, same goes for Collison.
It felt good, man. It's just, you know, from afar, just seeing, you know, what he's brought to this team and this organization, you know, being one of the true pioneers of the game when it comes to, you know, Oklahoma City. You know, me and Nick came in the same draft class, so to see that and be a part of that and also kind of be here toward the end of, you know, end of his career. And it's something that you can look back on and, you know, and tell your kids that this is, you know, the true definition of what a professional is.
That wraps up this episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. Be looking for the Locked On Jazz, Locked On Thunder dual contest where you get to hear David Locke, man. He is a numbers guru. This one is all about the numbers and all about the X's and O's. We'll see if I can hang with him. Be looking for that coming up here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Until then, remember, ELE, peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.